Oh my God, archetypal hypnosis. This is going to be so much fun. I think I have come to realize that we don't really live any past lives. There are past life programs that are put into our matrix to play our game and to experience. Because if there's no time and we're living our past and future now, I really believe we're plugging into someone else's experience and having those programs run if somebody else lived the life and we're learning from those. And the reason I say that, I mean, because you hear, you only have one life to live. And if there's no such thing as future or past life, everything's happening now. Why isn't it somebody else's program we're plugged into? Somebody else lived that life. And the reason I'm saying that in archetypal hypnosis, so I want to explain my experience. I went to Dolores Cannon training because I wanted to get out of town. I really respect her work. So I went to her training that her daughter does in Miami. And I was staying at a B&B with two ladies that were also doing the class. I mean, we rented a house. And during our sessions, the first session, she went into a parallel life where she was a warrior for peace, holding like a spear, this big stick with a spear on it. So she was fighting for peace. And it was just really weird. And when we tried to take her to the end of the life, she says, "It's a parallel life. I'm not dying. It's happening now." But yet she was this warrior for peace, and eating the trees and stuff and really peaceful, protecting her peace. And then she went into some of her angers in this life because she's an avid vegetarian and thinks everybody should be. So she went into like this rage and anger about it. And it was like, wow, this is trippy. And then the second girl lived in a cave on an island all by herself with a big cat. And when the cat died, she cried streams of tears, which drowned the island and her. And then she went to the central sun for healing. Mine. I warned them because they didn't know who I am, or what I do. And so I warned them before mine. I said, "Look, you guys, I'm just warning you, okay?" And I popped into the life of Isis, standing there with the key of life, and the spear, and the energy was shooting out and through the pyramid. And I had all these people in front of me, and I was teaching them about energy. And then I went into the Mary Magdalena life, where she was sitting at the feet of Jesus, and there's chaos everywhere, and she's in peace. And so, looking at all of this and knowing so many people have the past life memories of living those lives, I really believe it's a program that we plug into, the ones that are learning from and are supposed to bring something forward, because not everybody has the same memories of the lives. This girl wrote this book on Sarah, Jesus's daughter. And she talks about in this book what Mary Magdalena was like and her life. And a friend of mine really highly recommended the book and said she just bawled her eyes out through it and blah, blah, blah. Well, Lord Metatron's been taking me into the life of Mary Magdalena since 2012. And I've seen different parts of it. And what I see and what she sees is two totally different things. And I didn't like the book at all because I didn't think it was correct with my memories. So again, we're looking at these programs that we all have, or not all, we don't all have the same past life programs, right? I get that. But we get the programs of things we need to learn and what we need to heal from, and somebody else could have the same. That they live that past life also, but have different programs and things they're working through. So even the past lives are like a matrix of programs of things you need to learn from or gifts you need to receive. and to plug into. Because also in the Mary Magdalene life, I was holding a ball of energy and I was teaching people how to work with the energy. So I really believe that I witnessed those two lives. One, with the chaos going all around, I'm in total peace, you guys. I'm not flipped out at all. I know everything's going to be fine and we're just going through major freaking planetary shifts right now. Huge. And I get it. And I'm holding the peace. That's my job. It's not my job to tell you what I think of what's going on or my belief systems about it. My job is to really unplug from all of it and be into peace. And I really think seeing that Mary Magdalene life again, a different aspect of it was just to give me a, you know, knowing when the situation happens of chaos, just stay in the peace. And I am naturally, which is really freaking cool. I invite you guys here if you're not there. So I believe that we can plug in, or these past lives are shown to us for one, for healing, or two, for activating gifts within us. And I think it's really, really cool. And I don't think I'm cooler than anybody else. And when I realized that those lifetimes were archetypes, I was able more to accept that they're programs and not that I actually live them. That's much easier, you know? Anyways, you guys, so we're going to get started. Does anybody have any questions or anything before we get started?
I have a question.
Yes.
Is it possible that that's just a soul fragment? I mean, that you're actually...
Yeah, you definitely call that a soul fragment, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I really believe this is really like a holodeck, and we pick our programs and stuff for things we want to learn. And I really think we even install our past life memories because they're going to give us gifts and healing along the way. Because if you come here and you're totally clear, what are you going to learn? You know, but if you come here with all these programs, it gives you a game to work through. When you go on the holodeck, you want to have experiences. You want to learn from them. You want to grow from them. And so I think these programs are put in there so that we have things to work on and to learn from and to grow from. That's what I really think it is. When we, you know, like playing a video game, you choose your outfits and what tools you're going to have, right? On a lot of the new video games, I've seen my sons play them. So I know they do that. I really think coming to this planet and doing this is the same thing. We're programming it. We're choosing it. And I also believe we can change our programs and what we choose. It's like, okay, I learned from that. Let's move forward and do something else. Instead of repeating the same thing over and over and over again, you know, let's move forward. Next, 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 you know. So that's what I believe. And so that's what this guided meditation is going to be all about, where we will go into archetypes. And you'll either do clearing from them. Well, you can do clearing from them and then also activate gifts. You know, and if you pop into a parallel life or a life where you're on a, you know, mountaintop by yourself with a goat, you know, what lessons are there and what do you need to learn from that? You know, what do you want need to let go of? And both the girls I was talking about, they both had things that helped them release things from seeing those archetypes, seeing those images. Were they real? Who knows? What is real? I mean, if this is just a matrix and we're just in a video game, it's just a screen in the video game. It's just part of the program. And just like a video game, you can move through it and move on. You don't have to keep playing at that level. So how cool is that? Any more questions?